Here a bath had already been drawn. He got into it gratefully, finding the water as hot as he could have wished. It had been almost 12 hours since he had met at Euston Station the woman at whose behest he was here. As he let the tensions of the day slip away in the warmth of the pleasantly scented water, he reflected on what had led up to that meeting and why it was that she had sought him out after so long. 2 days ago, if you'd mentioned her name to him, it would have conjured memories already almost a decade old, memories of a dangerous sweetness that threatened his carefully maintained peace of mind. He'd had news of her over the years, of course, a woman who occupied the place she did in society, and who, moreover, had been briefly notorious, couldn't expect to disappear entirely from public awareness. Although her marriage, 6 years before, to an Irish peer, had seemed to guarantee her removal from the epicentre of London society, there'd been nothing in these occasional snippets of information concerning her appearance at a Dublin ball, or a race meeting perhaps, that might have pointed to her sudden reappearance in Roland's life. He'd stayed at work later than usual on that particular evening because, with Edith and the girls away in Cornwall at the start of the summer holidays, and Edith's mother seen off that morning on the train.